Auckland Airport's international terminal is up and running again after extreme flooding on the weekend. More than 2,000 people stayed overnight at the Auckland Airport's terminals after flights were delayed and cancelled, including an 81-year-old man who slept on the stone floor. Passengers have been complaining about the airport management's poor communication and planning. With me now is the Chief Executive of Auckland Airport, Carrie Hura-Hanganui. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Gwen.
All right, we'll get to some of those issues that you experienced over the weekend in a minute. First, the current status of the international terminal. How many people have you got there? Did you have more overnight? Is it clearing?
It is clearing, actually. I mean, if we think we had kind of a metre of water on Friday night, Corn, yesterday there were 20,000 passengers that were able to get on their way. Today we expect that to be over 25,000. And as far as on the Friday night, those 2,000 that you referred to as across the international and domestic terminal, we're pleased to be able to help and get some of those passengers on their way on Saturday. That's our Saturday night, about 400 across the airport and some at the airport marae. And last night there was about 80 here in the terminal, along with another 20 or so at the marae. So we are making progress, but clearly if you're one of those ones that's the third night, at the airport, you are weary and keen to get home. So we are certainly doing everything along with the airlines and ground handlers that we can.
Yeah, what assistance are you giving them? I mean, there were a lot of complaints, weren't there, after a very tough night on Friday night for everybody. But, I mean, people sleeping on floors, were you not able to provide them blankets and some, you know, some basic sort of foods? Was it just too crazy? What went on?
Well, so on the Friday night, specifically, absolutely. I mean, it's been one of those things, the speed with which the flood levels rose into the terminal meant that the terminal, in effect, was cut off. People couldn't get in or out of the terminal, even to the wider airport precinct. So we had some blankets and water and things on site in the terminal, but we had the rest of the supplies, you know, in kind of a storage or warehouse elsewhere in the airport, but we couldn't actually get them from there to the terminal. So key learning for us, clearly on that piece. There were food outlets open, the ones that remained open on Friday night, but, you know, we did provide, but it was difficult. You know, it was kind of dry goods that we could provide along with the water, and so certainly not ideal, but we pulled out everything we had available to us on the basis of that kind of extreme flooding that we experienced on the Friday night.
Okay, thanks very much. I appreciate your time. That's Chief Executive of Auckland Airport, Carrie Hura-Hanganui.